Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
The new software for the visually impaired arrived this morning. It's going to be a useful tool for our library patrons with eyesight problems. Since the software enlarges images, they'll be able to read newspapers and other publications with ease.
Oh, great. I will be able to start installing it this afternoon. Do you think you could print out the installation steps for me?
No problem. I can have those to you before lunchtime.
Number 32. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What is mentioned about the software? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I was wondering if you could recommend something for me to do in the area with my two children. We're not really interested in art galleries, as the kids are a bit young for those. What other attractions are there around here?
Well, I think you should try the city's botanical gardens. They have a wide variety of beautiful plants and flowers on display all year round. Additionally, children get 2-for-1 admission at the moment.
That sounds ideal. Thanks very much. Do you have a map of the area that you could mark it on for me?
Yes, of course. Here you are. Have a great day.
Number 35. Where most likely does the man work? Number 36. What does the man suggest doing? Number 37. What does the woman ask for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Well, to wrap up the interview, Mr. Norman, it certainly seems like you have extensive experience in telephone sales. What made you apply for this particular position?
I think I would be the perfect fit because my knowledge of the industry would be valuable to the team. I also bring a strong sense of teamwork, and I'm more than able to cope with extra work when necessary.
Well, this role sometimes does require frequent business trips, so I'm glad you can be a bit flexible. I'll meet a few more candidates this afternoon, and I expect to make my final decision within a few days. Before you go, let me give you a tour of the office.
Number 38. What is the woman trying to do? Number 39. What might be necessary? Number 40. What will the woman do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Harold Fredericks in room 340. I'm calling to register a complaint about the hot water in my room. It's not working, and I really need to take a shower before my meeting.
I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, sir. I'll contact a professional plumber to investigate the problem. Someone should be able to come within an hour or so.
Well, I don't think I can wait that long. Would you mind changing my booking so I can move to an unaffected room? That way I'll have enough time to get ready.
Number 41. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 42. What does the woman say she will do? Number 43. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Courtney. I want to let you know that I'm not going to be able to help you decorate the banquet hall at the Ilarenko Center this afternoon. I'm getting together with our supplier at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. You have to check the ingredients we need for the upcoming wedding expo. That's the biggest event of the year for our catering company, so it's a top priority.
I'm glad you understand. We have to prepare enough free samples for the 2,000 people who are expected to be there.
It's a lot of work, but it's an excellent way to promote the business. Once people try the food we offer, I'm sure they'll want to use our services.
Number 44. What does the man plan to do this afternoon? Number 45. According to the woman, what is most important for the company? Number 46. What does the woman think will attract customers? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is Georgia Mullins from Digilog Technologies. According to our records, you inquired about our new range of digital displays.
That's right. I am very interested in getting a display screen for my art supply store. However, I'm concerned because I don't have anyone on staff who would be able to do any maintenance on the sign.
Well, the signs are guaranteed for 5 years, and maintenance and repairs are included in the price of the package. If I send you a copy of our brochure, you will be able to see how often the service checks are made.
Thank you. And I just have one more question. I'd like to attach the sign to the roof above the main entrance. Are the signs suitable for exterior use?
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. According to the woman, what is provided in the brochure? Number 49. What does the man ask about the sign? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Can I get an update on the marketing campaign for the Regina Communications tablet computer? This is such an important account for us that the CEO has asked me to handle it personally from now on.
Overall, things are going well, although they have requested new text for their subway advertisements.
I see. Is that likely to be a problem?
Well, the changes are not difficult to make. But our in-house design computer is having its faulty hardware replaced, so it looks like the new version of the advertisement will be sent a day later than we originally promised. Number 50. What type of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 51. What has the client requested? Number 52. According to the man, why will a task be delayed? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Donna, it's Fred. I'm sorry to bother you, but you have experience with photo editing software, don't you? I need some help with a photo for our brochure. There was a misprint on our banner that was displayed at the opening ceremony for our new offices. We'll be using pictures of the ceremony in our promotional materials, so we want the error fixed.
I can help you with that. The best thing to do is to email me the photo. Once I have the file, I'll be able to tell you how difficult the change will be and how long it will take.
Thanks a lot. I would have asked Jane to do it, but she's home on medical leave at the moment. Number 53. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 54. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 55. What is mentioned about Jane? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Jeremiah. I was intrigued by the idea you brought up in the production meeting about a television series in financial crisis. I think it has a lot of potential.
Thank you very much. With the proper format, I'm sure we could make it both entertaining and informative.
Well, I'd certainly like to hear more about it. Could you meet tomorrow to give me a detailed explanation of what you had in mind?
Of course. I'm free any time in the morning. I've already prepared some preliminary numbers from the government's official statistics. I'll bring them along. Number 56. Where do the speakers probably work? Number 57. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 58. What does the man plan to show the woman tomorrow? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Rodney Nadel, a reporter for the Wilson Valley Times. Do you have a moment to answer a few questions?
Sure, I'm not in a hurry.
Thanks. I'm asking local residents what they think about the city's new Museum of Contemporary Art.
I couldn't be happier with it.
Great. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, I always felt that there was something missing from the city's cultural side. Now it's complete.
So you think the investment was worth it?
Definitely. And we'll also see an economic benefit from an increase in spending by non-residents.
Number 59. Who is Rodney Nadel? Number 60. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Now it's complete"?
Number 61. What does the woman suggest about the museum? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Ms. Clayton, your resume says that your last job was at a bookstore.
How would that experience help you here at Avera Company?
Well, the extensive sales training I received can be applied to selling Avera's suits and formal wear.
Fantastic. And how about the schedule? We're open until 9 p.m. daily.
So, some of your shifts would end later in the day. Would that be a problem?
Of course not.
Wonderful. Now, the monthly salary would initially be $2,800 for the 60-day trial period to review your performance. It'll be higher after that.
Right, it will be increased.
Number 62. What type of business most likely is Avera Company? Number 63. Why does the woman say,
"Of course not"?
Number 64. What do the men imply about the monthly salary? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list. This is Mark Caldwell from Wesley Airlines. Everything is booked for your flight to Milan. You'll be departing on September 3rd and returning on September 6th.
Oh, there must have been some mistake. My return ticket should be for September 10th.
Ah, wait a minute. Yes, you're right. I apologize for the error. Unfortunately, all the economy seats in economy are booked on September 10th.
So, what are my options then?
Here are the regular upgrade fees. To compensate for our error, I'll discount your ticket by $50 for you.
My budget is limited, so I'll go with the option that won't cost me anything.
Number 65. When will the woman return from her trip? Number 66. What problem does the man mention about the flight? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What flight class will the woman's ticket be for? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hey, Paul. Here's the design for the advertisement promoting the November 20th fundraising banquet.
That turned out great. I think it'll interest a lot of people. I'll contact the magazine and send over the ad. Are we still ordering the back cover?
Well, that depends on the cost. We had to cut our spending budget because the venue was more expensive than we realized.
Oh, I didn't know that. How much is available?
We can spend up to $2,000, so please get the best cover placement you can within that limit.
Okay, I'll call right now. Number 68. What is the purpose of the event? Number 69. What can be inferred about the event? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which type of ad will the man order?